Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May the 8th, 1925, Mervyn Denton Ishmael was born in Barbados at Hoyts Village, St Andrew. He went on to become a lecturer, community leader, and campaigner for racial justice in Birmingham, England. Mervyn Ishmael was the son of Caleb Alphonse Ishmael, a policeman, and Marie Louise Ishmael, née Greenwich. Thanks to research into the Ishmael family by Mervyn Ishmael's niece, we know that the Ishmael family had a very long association with the parish of St Andrew. Indeed, his great-great-grandfather, John Ishmael, was born into slavery on the River Plantation in St Andrew in 1770, where he worked as a driver. During the Second World War, Mervyn Ishmael enlisted in the British Army before switching to the Royal Air Force, first working as ground crew, then as a wireless operator. After leaving the RAF in 1948, he studied at Leicester School of Commerce and the London School of Economics, supported by a scholarship from the Transport and General Workers Union. By 1959, he had become Britain's first black personnel manager at a foundry in Bilston in the West Midlands. Despite his professional success, this was not a good time to be black in Britain. According to his obituary, Ishmael's response to racial hostility was to maintain dignity and respectability at all times, and to educate by example. In 1966, he joined Solihull College as a management studies lecturer, rising eventually to the rank of senior lecturer. His students included future Formula One racing champion Nigel Mansell and Transport and General Workers Union leader Bill Morris. He taught summer courses for the union as a way of saying thank you for the scholarship it had given him. He also took responsibility for race relations subjects at the college. In 1968, he joined the Conciliation Committee of the Race Relations Board. From 1974 to 1977, he chaired the Board of Visitors at Hewell Grange Prison in Redditch, and was a member of Solihull District Health Authority from 1977 to 1990. He became a Vice Chairman of Birmingham Community Relations Council and chaired the Handsworth Employment Scheme and Training Workshops. He was also a founder member and chairman of Community Roots, an organisation offering training opportunities to disadvantaged young people in Birmingham. He was also a director of the commercial radio station BRMB, and he chaired Black Business in Birmingham. A practising Quaker, in the 1950s he helped to build the Meeting House in Leicester. According to his obituary, Mervyn Ishmael loved both his birthplace, Barbados, and his adopted home in Britain, and became a bridge between the two countries. His two passions were his family and cricket. He was father to his own extended family and to many others who were adopted into its circle. Among the latter were many cricketers, in particular younger members of the West Indian and Warwickshire sides. After retiring from teaching in 1990, he followed the cricket season religiously, spending winters in Barbados and summers in Birmingham. Mervyn Denton Ishmael, born on this day in 1925, died in Birmingham on November the 28th, 1999. He is buried in the military cemetery in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.